Hello and welcome to Nutrition 411, the podcast, a special podcast series led by registered dietitian and nutritionist Lisa Jones. The views of the speakers are their own and do not reflect the views of their respective institutions or consultant 360.
Hello and welcome to Nutrition 411, the podcast where we communicate the information that you need to know now about the science, psychology, and strategies behind the practice of dietetics. Today's podcast is part of a series of short episodes featuring Q&A with Julie Feldman. Julie Feldman is a registered dietitian nutritionist, nationally recognized nutrition expert, consultant, counselor, speaker, spokesperson, author, and owner and founder of Thrive Nutrition and Wellness, LLC, specializing in trauma-informed nutrition counseling for teens and adults. Julie is from West Bloomfield, Michigan. Hi, Julie, and welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So in our most recent episode, we talked about uncovering the trend in dietetics. We had a great discussion talking about trauma-informed nutrition counseling. And I do want, if you have a moment, Julie, if you can sum up that conversation in one to two sentences. And I know there were so many great takeaways, but if you can just give our audience one or two from that episode, and then we can have them go back and listen to it again.
Sure. So trauma-informed nutrition counseling, as I define it, is incorporating the core principles of providing trauma-informed care in the nutrition setting. Those core principles are safety, choice, collaboration, trustworthiness, and empowerment. So bringing these two fields together, I think, moves us as clinicians from just information giving to really collaborative work, helping clients to set goals and reach them in ways that are realistic based on their histories.
Well said. All right, let's talk a little bit about emerging advances. So how might advancements in technology, because I know it's hard enough to keep up with the technology going on, but so many advances, but how does the advancements in technology improve the accessibility and effectiveness of trauma-informed nutrition counseling?
So great question. And I don't know if we have really solid data on this quite yet, because obviously all of that is emerging. The technology part is emerging. And although trauma-informed and the understanding of trauma, it's not brand new, but I think it's still relatively new it's definitely new in the nutrition conversation. Most of our research stems from studies done in the late 90s in the ACE study. If you haven't read or looked at the ACE study, which ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences, that's also a really powerful place to do some reading around that. In terms of advancements in technology, I think just like advancements in technology in any aspect of our life, there's some really wonderful, you know, amazing pieces of it. And then there are downsides to it. So as we become more technologically advanced, perhaps we become less personal in our communication with each other. I think in terms of access, I mean, the good news there is maybe I live in an area that doesn't have a lot of resources, or there isn't someone that provides trauma-informed care in my area, you know, but there is somebody who I'm able to see over telehealth that could be hundreds of miles away, you know, depending on where you live and what your laws are and so on in terms of providing telehealth in those areas. But I certainly think it opens up the opportunity to collaborate and work with more people because we're able to provide care in that way. In terms of something like using AI to write patient education materials or to create presentations and stuff like that, I have not used AI to create a presentation. I do use it occasionally to create like a couple sentences on a topic. It can be like really time-saving, but I think we just need to reread it and reread it through a lens of, you know, are there biases in this? How does this read? You know, we talk sometimes like about health literacy and like everything from what grade level the writing is at to is it person first language? I also think with technology a little bit, and I'm sure you've all experienced this. I know I have, like even going for a regular doctor appointment, everything, like I find sometimes the doctor's just like in their computer, they're just checking boxes. Everything is automated and it can make an experience feel a lot less personal. I guess my hope is that we never lose that personal piece, because I think in order to create real change for clients, we have to be able to connect with them at that personal level.
Yes, I couldn't agree more with that. Like I know what you're saying with you go to the doctor and the doctor's all on their computer and then like they barely look at you. Like you could have went in and somebody else and they might not have noticed.
Literally.
I don't know. Yeah, but I like what you said about the telehealth and the collaboration, because I think if we still work on the collaboration aspect of it, it can still almost feel like, because even on a Zoom, you can still feel connected to people. It's just the way that you're making sure that you're putting what you do into it, and then they know you, and that whole going through your steps of the safety, the collaboration, the trustworthiness, all that stuff, and you're making them, how you're making them feel. And I think in the end, that makes it more accessible and effective for the client that's experiencing them versus the example that you gave of the doctor that's just all in their computer. So I think that really stands out to me. So thank you for that. And then I'm also curious about the ethical considerations, because I'm sure there is with technology, as we know, there's considerations that are kind of crossing that line, but specifically for nutrition counseling and particularly for clients with history of trauma. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Obviously, ethics are always important. I mean, I try to keep them at the forefront of, you know, every interaction and every conversation. As it relates to technology, I don't know, it's a really good question. Anything from privacy, one thing that I do know, and I guess something to be mindful of, is when you are doing work over telehealth, just understanding like where that person is meeting with you from. Are they in a safe place? Like, you know, is it safe to talk about certain topics with other people around? Are they within earshot of potentially somebody in their house who will respond negatively to hearing, you know, to overhearing the conversation? So really ensuring that part, I think that is something definitely to pay attention to with telehealth. And in terms of like leveraging the technology, I think it's just so new. I think it's really hard to say, like, what are the downsides of this? I personally haven't really found any downside, but the way that I do my charting is really like I'm not checking boxes. I found that I just did not like charting that way. But you know, I've had years of experience of doing it, so I kind of like know what questions to ask. If you're a new clinician and you don't know, obviously having like that flow and having that in front of you can feel really helpful so that you're not missing things. But I do find, and I always say whenever I teach, like if your client's talking about something, listen to them. Even if they're talking about their cat or their boss or their neighbor or the neighbor's boss's cat, like whatever it is, if the client's talking about it, there's some relevance of that topic to them in their lives. And the more you can make them feel safe, the better. I also have really enjoyed, you know, I switched to totally telehealth since COVID, but I actually think it's better because I'm able to see somebody in their surroundings. Like I work with a lot of teenagers. I'm able to see their bedrooms. I'm able to see somebody's space. I can tell if, you know, somebody has a room that it looks like they would feel comfortable in, or live in a house that looks, you know, particularly disheveled. Not that I would be judging in any way, but I think it's really interesting and it can help sort of paint a picture where you understand the person better, you know, seeing somebody in their own surroundings. I know I'm sort of veering off the question a little bit, but I do think that that's like perhaps one of the benefits of just the advancements in technology. I guess one thing to think about too is like how people are receiving their nutrition information because of all of these advancements. There's all these apps and there's all these like, you know, quick little snippet type things. And if we assume that delivering these sound bites or having somebody interact with a digital interface where there's no personal connection is going to create the same outcome as really forming a trusting relationship with a clinician. I know that there is some data on that. I don't know the statistics exactly, but in my opinion, like that just would not be the same. So if we're talking about delivering nutrition information, in particular in a population of people who've experienced trauma in their life, I would say while technology may be helpful in the initial connection, creating that really personal bond is where it's at.
Exactly. And the what you said, you can't give somebody, you can download an app, open it once, and then never use it again. Like the app's not giving you acknowledgement. And that's what you're giving to people. You're listening to them. They feel heard.
Not only is it not giving acknowledgement, but it's often re-traumatizing, really. I mean, it really is, because especially like, let's say I'm using an app that tracks my intake. Think about that. And I've always struggled, let's say, to lose weight. And now literally all day, every day, I'm like logging stuff in this app that's basically telling me that I'm bad or I'm not meeting my goals or so on and so forth. So it can be really, really traumatic to be, you know, interacting in that way where it's just black and white. It's just numbers.
Yes. Thank you all for the good nuggets of this conversation and our talking all about technology. So thank you.
Yes.
For more nutrition content, visit consultant360.com.